Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 763. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started talking about a couple of shiurim ago in reference to from the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. What is the halacha if somebody is not sure if they made a hamotzi or not? What happened? They washed, they made Netilas Yadayim, dried their hands, everything good, they did everything Kehilchasa. Whatever reason was, somebody started talking to them, or there was noise, or the phone, or whatever, during the week, or whatever the case is, and they're just not sure, did they make a Hamoitzi or not? I know I washed, I made the Netilas Yadayim, I just don't remember, did I make the Hamoitzi? I didn't make the Hamoitzi. Okay, so I just want to read from the Sefer Yisrael Lachis. Now, with them, if somebody forgot if they made it, they're not sure if they made another bracha. Let's say somebody's eating a candy, right? So you have to make a shahakal. Or somebody's eating a bag of potato chips. So potato chips we make a bar pri adoma, right? So let's say they're eating the bag of potato chips, and I don't remember. I'm eating my potato chips, and I can't remember, did I make a bar pri adoma or not? And I'm already halfway through, so what do I do? So in general, all brachas, besides benching, if somebody's full, but we spoke about that in the past. If somebody's full, then it's a suffix brachas. Then if it's a suffix bracha on that, then one would have to bench. Okay, but we spoke about all that again. If they're full, and it's a question of over there, it's a question of a deraisa. But in general, regular brachas, the bracha rishonim for sure, the first bracha, the bracha made before the meal, so or before the one sits down to what before one actually starts eating. That's a bracha rishayna, and that's suffik brachas lahakol. So in general, if somebody's not sure, so they don't make over the bracha. So good, I started eating my bag of potato chips, and I'm in the middle, and I just don't remember what happened. Did I make a bar pri adoma? I'm talking about a real suffik, not where somebody is, you know, sometimes a person's like, you know, every time they sit down to eat, they can't remember if they made a bracha. So that's already a different story. You know, every time I sit down to eat, my mind is flying all over the place, and the bracha is made like, not the way it's supposed to be made, and the person just doesn't remember. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a real regular case. A person sits down and something took place at the time they were going to make the bracha or they were about to make the bracha. Sometimes it happens. Something came up or somebody called them, the phone rang or this, that, whatever the case, and they just don't remember. So in general, you don't make over the bracha, but if it's a regular food, let's say bar pri adoma, or if it's, let's say, chocolates, for example, shahakol, or it's a person's eating fruits, bar pri eitz, whatever the case is. So what we say in general, we say, fine. So technically, halachically, you're allowed to continue eating, but you're not allowed to make another bracha. You can't just make a bracha. We spoke about two shiurim ago. You can't just make a bracha. Ah, I want to be a frum guy. I'll make a bracha. It doesn't work like that. It's a bracha shenitzricha. Or you're running into a problem of a bracha shenitzricha. You don't make a bracha. But what the person is supposed to do is take a different food with the same, in general. The best thing to do to take a different food with the same bracha. Like, let's say it's shahakol, right? I'm eating candies or something along the, I'm eating chocolates, right? So I don't remember. Did I make a shahakol? Not make a shahakol? So what we tell you is to take something else. It could even be a drink. You want to take a cup of orange juice. You want to take a cup of soda, whatever. Take, or even we mentioned in the past, a little bit of salt, right? We spoke about even a little, not a lot of salt. You don't make a bracha. It's a lot of salt. A little drop of salt. You make the Shulchan Aruch says you make a shahakol. You can make a shahakol, a little drop of salt. So you could do that also. A little drop of sugar. Take a little drop of sugar separately, right? So all these type of things, you can make a shahakol and have in mind the chocolate, or you can make a ha'etz. You're eating fruits, you're not sure, did I make a ha'etz or not? So go and take a cashew, take an almond if a person has, or something else that's a ha'etz, not the thing that they're eating. If they're in the middle of eating an orange, so take a plum, take something else. Or you could take, I like to have, a lot of times I mentioned over the years, either a cashew or an almond is a small little thing, like this. You don't have to eat like a whole who knows what, but you take a little thing and you make a bar pri ha'etz and have in mind this thing which you're not sure, like I'm middle of eating the orange, and so now I have in mind the orange, right? So the same thing goes with anything mizonos, right? I'm eating a piece of cake and I just can't remember that I make a mizonos or not. So go take a cookie or something else which you totally didn't have in mind, make the mizonos, right, and then have in mind also that cake. That's the best way to get out of it. But the problem comes up, like we spoke about a couple of shiurim ago, when it's a hamoitzi, it gets a little more complicated. Good, I don't remember if I made a hamoitzi. So what do I do now? There's nothing else to make a hamoitzi on. It's only bread, right? It's only bread, challah matzah, which everything is encompassing. Everything is covered under that hamoitzi. It's not like you can find other foods, really. And in general, you know, a person sits down and I'm eating a meal, so I'll take a little matzah, I might take a roll, I take whatever. So that hamoitzi, that when it's part of a meal, it gets a lot more complicated. So just to read real quickly from the Sefer HaTzelachos, which is what we spoke about last time to end off, just to try and sum it up, package it up. So we're dealing with a sofik on a hamoitzi, the moitzi, again, the hamoitzi, not the benching and not the netil sadaim, not all that. We're talking about simply the hamoitzi. Misha, he brings down the Sefer Israel Lachas in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Islam Zayin Mishan is Urer Loy Sofik Be'em Sochila in Berich Berchas Amaitzi Eloi. Middle of eating, I'm halfway through my roll, right? I'm eating my lunch. I love Dafka Shabbos. We're not talking about Bechlal Shabbos. It could be, it's much easier. People are around, whatever. It's a little bit more relaxed atmosphere, if you want to call it. A lot of times, persons by work in the office, they're about to make a bracha, and somebody calls them, whatever. So these things could come up. I'm halfway through my sandwich, right? I just don't remember. Something took place. I was about to make a moitzi, and somebody called me, whatever. I can't remember that I make a moitzi. Not then lo yachzor levarichas. The sofik brachas lahakum, because the lemaisa, you don't go again and make the bracha. You don't make it, just say, well, I'm not sure as I'll make a maisi. No. The ainu reshay lahachmir alatzmei ela shaloi lechaloi, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. So brings down say first lahakas. A person does not have permission to just say, well, I'll be a frum guy, I'll be a frum person, and I'll just go and make a bracha. No, you can't do that. Abul lahachmir levarach ainu reshay. You can't, that's not being called being, you know, extra frum. Mishum dahavi bracha shayin tzricha. You're running into a problem of bracha she'en etzricha. Okay, so now he says, "Vim nizdamin la'ah." So what should you do? Like we mentioned in Mishnah Berurah, "Vim nizdamin la'achikach echad sheroitza lechol pas." If there's anybody around in the area, let's say it's at a simcha or it's at home, other people other people are eating their dinner at that time or lunch or whatever the case is, or there are other people eating in the lunchroom. It's by a simcha, the other people are sitting not to watch. So just ask them if they don't mind to have you in mind when they make their hamaitzi. Nachin she'etzien beberchas hamaitzi. They should have you in mind and be'yotzi you on the hamaitzi. They make hamaitzi on their bread, right? When they sit down to eat and they have you in mind like this, you're good to go. Finish, you're good to go. He brings on another eitzah, does the Sefer HaTzelach, it's just ending off. He says, oh, you varich berchas hamazin, which is a little bit more complicated. He brings this from the berchas habayis. As we know, in general, it's just stam can keep on making brachas back and forth, obviously. But when it comes to a case whereby somebody has a sofik and they want to get themselves out of a sofik, then there is such a, there is some wiggle room, as they say. The ein bazeh hashash shall gerim brachas and itzrichi. Brings down from the berchas habayis. Kevi she'oise kein kedei lahitzin misafik bracha. You're taking yourself out of a sofik. Of did I make a bracha or not? In other words, what's the case again? If I forgot to, I'm not sure if I made, again, a case in time where a person, it's a real suffix. It's not, again, where he's clearing back and forth, every time he sits down to eat, like we said, but it's a real suffix. I really don't remember. Something took place at the time I was about to make the mighty. I just really don't remember. So he brings down, if it's possible, it's another good eitzah that one should eat a kabeya of the bread, eat an egg's worth of the bread. He says, "Oy yivarech berchas hamaz." And again, this is on page Shin Pei Gimel Simen Kuf Samach Zayin Oy Slamet Zayin Oy She Yivar Oy Yivarech Berchas Hamaz Achar She Ochal Kabeya. You eat an egg's worth of the bread, right? Because you're still not sure if you made them. V'achakach yachazar litol yadav. So then, what do you do? After you eat the eggs worth of the bread, make bench, okay? You bench, and then he says, "V'achakach yachazal litol yadav." Then go ahead and wash your hands again for the tilas adayim, and make again a hamaitzi for yigmar achilasa, and then continue on with your meal. This eitzah does get a little bit complicated, but it is something brought down, and this would not be like he brings from the Sefer Berachos Habayis that we just read. The ein bazeh chashash shel gerim bracha shen tzricha. It's not usually if a person does this, it's a bracha shen tzricha. You can't just, you know, well, I'll wash and bench, and I'll do this five times to get extra mitzvahs, extra brachas throughout one meal. You can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. That's bracha shen tzricha. But over here, since it's a real suffix, the person really, some event took place at the time he was he's going to make the Hamaitzi, and he really can't remember, did I make the Hamaitzi or not? So he's doing this to get himself out of this Suffolk, which in that case would not be a Bracha Shein Esricha, which we've learned in the past. And the Berachas Abayis brings this down, brings down the Sefer Yisrael Halacha, quoting him in Ois Kuf Lamed Zayin, Kevin She'oisa Kein Kedei Lehaitzi, because he's taking himself out of this sofik by doing these extra brachas. So that's what he advises. If a person's possible, if it's possible to do that also. The best thing is to find somebody else, right? Somebody else making a hamotzi, ask them to have you in mind. That's the best. But there's nobody there. I'm in the office. I'm all by myself. What am I going to do? Right? So I have only this one sandwich. So he said, eat an Eggsworth, or yivarech berchas amazin, achash ochel kebeya. If, say berchas amazin, bench after you eat a kebeya and Eggsworth, achpach yachz alitel yadav, afterwards go ahead and wash again. Yivarech hamoitzi, then you have to make the hamoitzi, right? Because you're already benched. V'yigmarech alasim can finish eating. Now, if you go ahead and wash again, generally would watch without a bracha, but the chayri, one should, if this takes place, one should be metame the hands, like touch their shoes, scratch their head, touch covered parts of the body, then for sure you would have to make a netilas sedayim. Then you would have to wash with a regular netilas sedayim, because I'm washing for a meal. My hands will, if your hands are clean and you didn't do nothing, shayin, so then the chayri, it's a suffix just to wash without a bracha. But one should be this becomes very questionable, one should the chayri, if this is what they're going to do, they're going to eat an Eggsworth, they get a bench, and then they're going to rewash it to be matama the hands, and then when you wash for bread again, touching your shoes, covered parts of your body, whatever, then you could definitely make a bracha before the meal. In the middle of the meal, we don't make the bracha, but when it's before the meal, then it's a different ball game, and one would make a bracha if their hands are definitely not clean and they're washing for regular bread. You're sort of like starting fresh again, right? If you ignore chalas, then you go ahead and finish. Again, this is not something that we do all the time, but in this case, since the person has a real suffix and they really, really can't remember that if they made the hamaitzi or not, this is another way to work it, and that's it. But again, we try and find somebody else if that could have us in mind, and if somebody just continues eating, I mean, again, you still would not make a bracha. Thank you for listening. Aslacha bracha kol tov.